All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the free market. Sam, you're college educated lass. What do you know about the free market?
apparently that college education didn't do me too well.
So the free market, it supposedly, which is not free, is supposed to balance things. And if you don't regulate the market, then, you know, the competition between the corporations would give you the best price. In theory, that sounds like something that would make sense. Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the more competition we have, the more you're going to wind up through the competition with a price that is going to be better for the American people. And that's why we tout the great free market, which I said has been a lie forever. And it's unfortunate that we live in a society that the American people just accept anything because you've got them parroting, well, the free market. Free market hasn't been beneficial to us, the citizens. You know, the especially when it comes to medications. It is not. You know, insulin, which, you know, millions of Americans, 2 million or more Americans have type 1 diabetes. And in many instances, if it's not regulated properly, if they don't follow strict guidelines, will lead to death, amputation, and death. And the numbers are staggering at how many people are now have contracted type 2 diabetes. Tens of millions, and who are headed down, unfortunately, a path that can eventually cost them the loss of limbs and then the loss of life. And yet, we can't seem to control the free market, the price of insulin. That you got to ask the question. A year ago, the price of insulin was $300. Now it's $1,000. Now, there's been conversation, pushback. You know, you this fight that the Democrats have continued to fight for health care, free health and health care and balanced health care for the citizens of this nation. And once again, the people on the right, the conservatives who claim to be for the American people, won't fight the corporations to make sure that the citizens, including Republicans who have diabetes, type 1 diabetes, won't even fight for their own constituents. But yet again, we continue the same battle, the free market that is not so free won't fix the insulin prices. And we've got a Congress that sits back and is supposed to be for the people. You know, again, this is representative government. I got an issue. I'm speaking for those who have, and in this instance, we're talking about type 1 diabetes. So I'm speaking for those people right now. So we're waiting. We need some support. I know that if I don't take my insulin, I can die. And I will die. But at the same time, how many of us can afford $1,000 a month to keep our lives? You know, to keep us alive, to keep us moving. Let's say you're a person, you know, who is on the lower rung of the society. You don't have any money. We live in a society, I guess, that says Oh, sorry. Tough luck. You know, this is only for those who can afford $1,000 a month. Why don't we just, with all of the other things, why does don't these issues, and I know the Democrats keep pushing it to the forefront, health care, President Obama, health care. Conservatives did everything within their power to squash that. Few issues with America's dysfunctional healthcare system are more pressing than the astronomical price of insulin, access to which is for millions of Americans literally a matter of life or death. Congress is finally moving forward, approving legislation that would partially address the problem, but passage will rely on the willingness of some hesitant Republicans, including Roy Blunt of Missouri, to set aside their free market absolutism and acknowledge that the apparent price gouging going on isn't what markets are supposed to do. Yeah. Whatever the free market will bear is a lie. And it's another one of those things that we as Americans must bring pressure to those who are in political office, especially, again, those who are supposedly on the right. How do you side with the multi-billion and trillion dollar medical entities over human life? Well, because, again, let's stop lying to people about our nation and about the fact that, you know, we are the most caring nation on earth. Lies. We are not. We are, if it comes to those with resources. Almost 2 million Americans have type 1 diabetes, which typically requires daily insulin shots. More than 30 million. Sam, you know anybody with type 1 diabetes?
My cousin lost some toes to it and passed away from it. And he was very young. So, you know, it hits close to home.
And there's nobody in the sound of my voice, within the sound of my voice, who doesn't know somebody
right. Who
has type 1 diabetes and somebody who's on the way or someone who's died from it. In the past decade alone, the cost of the insulin therapy, the cost of that life-saving insulin has tripled in the last decade. Today, even insured patients, depending on the terms of the policies, can end up paying $300 or more monthly for the insulin. These are people who already have insurance and they still pay $300 a month or more. While uninsured patients can face monthly costs of over $1,000, the situation has spawned horror stories of diabetes self-rationing with less insulin than they're supposed to take, with sometimes tragic outcomes. The reasons for the price explosion are complicated and contentious, with the pharmaceutical insurance companies and wholesalers essentially blaming each other. An investigation by the Senate Foreign Committee in 2020, headed by then Chairman Charles Grassley, Republican Iowa, blamed them all. This industry is anything but a free market because of the anti-competitive practices between those various players, Grassley said in a statement accompanying the committee's report in early 2021. He called for the bipartisan legislation and oversight to address this problem. Okay, so you know where the problem lies. You know who's behind it. You're the government. Do something about it. Fix it. Don't sit there and say, well, we know where the problems lie. It's all three of these business communities that are blaming one another. We can't do anything about it. That's your job. Again, in a representative government, that's your job. I don't want to hear you say, we know what the problem is. If you know what the problem is, you're our government representative. Fix it. that we can't seem to get that done because we've got some other fool who claims, well, this is a capitalistic society and we can't interfere. It's free market capitalism, and that's the greatest government on earth. Who says? Again, the fact that our society accepts things that we can change and that we should be able to change. And you know what? If somebody else's situation is not yours and you still know there's a wrong going on and taking place, you should be willing to fight for that. Because you know what? There's none of us, that's not one of us, who is not going to have a plague enter our life that we eventually aren't going to have to deal with the same thing. Yours may not be diabetes. Yours may be heart disease. Yours may be obesity. Yours may be kidney ailment. Whatever it is, it's the same thing. Corporations taking advantage of you and I under the guise of the free market. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to... before I go there, I just again, free market and whatever the free market will bear has always been... more a term than it has ever been a reality. You know, free market we're dealing with the free market issue right now, and that's the price of oil, right? Price of oil is a free market issue right now. And so as long as they can continue to force the prices of oil up and until people in this country get to a point where they say, I'm not buying the gasoline anymore because it's too expensive, then the free market is going to continue doing what it is doing because the free market is not free. And because it's not free, then why do we continue to allow them to mislead us into believing that it is free? It is not. And so those are things that we, as the American people, need to start pushing back on. Stop letting people just say anything. And then we nod our heads in the affirmative that's the way this country is. It is not that. And at some point in time, we need to say that. We need to stand on that because the only way it's going to change for the good of the average person and the consumer is that we challenge that hypocrisy where we see it and don't allow anybody who is going to lie to you and keep telling you about how great this market is, because it's not. I'm not saying it's not better than some others, but I'm saying it's not what it should be. It's not what it ought to be. And it's not what's in the best interest of the American people. May have never been that, but it certainly is not that now. But okay, I want to talk a little bit about Rudy Giuliani, who claimed that he was assaulted in a grocery store by a grocery store worker. I don't know if you saw it. You know, Rudy Giuliani was in a grocery store. The former mayor of New York and Donald Trump's attorney. He was talking with a group of people around 3:30 at a ShopRite on Staten Island. And an employee of the store walked up behind him and basically touched him on the back. And that's basically what he did. He didn't put any force to it at all. Barely touched him on the back. And he basically called Rudy Giuliani a jerk, you know. And so Rudy Giuliani is over 65 years of age. So in New York, this 39-year-old person was charged with second-degree assault. All he did was touch Rudy Giuliani's back. And Rudy Giuliani said he was assaulted. And so you hear it, and you say, wow, man, what is this 39-year-old guy doing assaulting an old man? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me see if I got that right. Let me repeat that. Here's the law. The 39-year-old suspect, whose name was not released, was charged with second-degree assault involving a person over age 65. That's me. I'm an old man.
Just a number. Just a number.
Man, wait a minute. They've got laws protecting. Hey, I'm still thinking that I'm, you know, still in pretty decent shape, but I'm an old man like Rudy Giuliani. Oh, my God. Anyway, he touched the guy in the back. He didn't assault him. Rudy Giuliani pressed charges. They arrested the guy. He walked right past him. He put his hand on the back and said something to him. And the man was arrested, locked up, charged with assault. If anybody should have been going to jail, it should have been Rudy Giuliani for all of the horrific things that he's done. You know, Sam, I didn't realize while I was going through this story, I didn't realize that I that if someone did that to me, I gotta check.
You can make some bank.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna check that out.
Gonna keep my hands to myself.
And see if we look under that law, if they don't have a picture of me. Hey. Don't put your hands on that guy. He's an old guy. I'm just, wow.
Delicate.
Yeah. But anyway, it just, if you get a chance to see it, it just goes to show. They locked the guy up. He's 39 years old. He meant no harm. Giuliani said the guy struck him. The guy walked up behind him and gently placed his hand on his back. And yet he gets locked up. And really, Rudolph Giuliani has committed countless crimes in his life, and he's not locked up yet. I don't understand it. You know, maybe there'll come a time when we'll see things balanced and just. I hope they do. I mean, I get tired of pointing out all of the injustice that happens in this country. But if I don't do it, who will? We got to challenge things to get better. If we don't challenge things to get better, they're never going to get better. I guarantee you, they'll get worse. Listen, 4th of July is next week. It's the end of this week, right? It's the end of this week.
It's Monday.
Okay, and everybody will be celebrating and talking about, you know, the great, you know, American flag and all those different things. And we're going to celebrate, and everybody's going to have flags, and we're going to have parades and all of those things. And yet we're not willing to fight for what they stand for. I don't know. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. What's going on, man?
Hey, I know that you're a very fair person, and I don't doubt that, but I have to tell the version that I read in the newspaper about what happened. First of all, Giuliani was inside a ShopRite store in Staten Island when the guy came up to him and so was verbally abusing him, telling him, "You're going to kill women, you're going to kill women." And then he goes up to him and slaps him on the back. The security people saw it, and they called the police. And it wasn't Giuliani that got a little tap in the back. He got slapped. He said he felt as if he got shot.
So Gary, hang on 1 second. Hey, Sam.
Sure.
Sam, do me a favor.
Yes.
Go on, look it up, and take a video shot of it, and you look at it. Gary says he got slapped on the back. It's like he got shot. I want to hear what you can see it. It's for everybody to see. Look it up. The guy gently placed his hand on Giuliani's back, Gary. You know, why don't you look it up, Gary? This is what I'm saying about people who just go by what they hear. Look at it yourself.
I just watched it.
Did he slap him on the back and look like he got shot?
No. And I can't imagine that someone's hand can make someone feel like they got shot.
No,
but
he placed his hand on his back. He didn't slap him. And he certainly didn't slap him hard enough to act as though he got shot.
Then why did the security people call for the police then?
Hey, Gary, why didn't...
What? I'm just telling you what I just read.
I know, but here's my point. Why didn't you see it for yourself and make the assessment?
I'm driving my...
I know.
Not right this second, Gary.
Gary, I'm not saying right now. I'm saying when you get a chance today, look at it, and then call back tomorrow and say, Earl, you were right. He didn't slap him.
If you're right, Earl, I'll be the first to apologize.
I am right.
I'm watching it on repeat right now.
I don't want you to apologize. I'm telling you what I saw myself, so I'm not going to go by what somebody else says because my own eyes showed me what it was. So, you know, so why should I? Hold on. Hold on, Gary. Hang on. Tom from L.A., Tom, did you see it?
No, I did not see it.
Tom,
yet,
you get a chance
sure
to see it.
I will.
He placed his hand gingerly. But let me finish this quickly. The guy knew that Giuliani is, you know, an old man, a lot older than me. So he placed his hand on his shoulder.
While walking by.
Yes. He didn't slap him.
I'm watching it on repeat right
now. Yeah, he didn't slap him. And he didn't. And Giuliani said it felt like he got shot. Come on, man. Gary. And then you go out.
Was he convicted? Was this guy convicted yet?
No, how can he be convicted, man? It just happened yesterday.
I didn't know when it happened.
So yesterday. Okay. So, but my point, Gary, is right away, you come and refute what I'm saying. Somebody who's seen it.
I read www.stilllive.com. Just read that.
I don't need to read it. I saw it, Gary.
Just the article.
I know, but Gary.
Look at a certified source as well.
Gary, why would you go by what somebody said when you can see it yourself?
And I just wanted to hear the other side.
I know, but Gary.
Or you can watch the video.
Gary, your eyes will tell you the truth. Then you don't need to hear somebody else, right?
I'll look at it. But why would they charge him then? Why didn't they just say, hey, we saw it.
It will be thrown out once he goes.
Well, I hope it is then.
I know, but Gary, my point is.
I put my hand on people's shoulders
all the time. But Gary, my point is, you first thing you did was start defending something you didn't even see. You said the other side of it.
I heard you say that it was a gently tap, and then I thought, okay, let me read the article. So I pulled over on the side of the road.
Or you could watch the video and see for yourself.
That's my point.
Sam, be nice to me now.
I'm just saying the plain, simple fact that you can watch with your own eyes and see logically what it is.
Instead of going by what somebody wrote. That's one of the major problems in our society today. It's what somebody says, right? So you
whether
going,
it's you or anybody else, you gotta verify it.
That is absolutely
but you didn't verify
correct.
It, Gary. You didn't watch the video. You just looked at a random article. You didn't watch the video.
Sam, I just picked the
is
first
is that not a point,
article.
A valid point, Gary?
And
don't say I'm saying some crazy stuff here, Gary. Don't say, Sam. No,
Sam,
it's a valid point to watch the video.
Sam, be nice now.
How am I not being nice?
Hey, Gary, man. Thank you.
Be nice.
Thank you very much.
I am nice, man. And I'm not being rude, but okay.
Go ahead, Tom, quickly.
You know, I'm hearing a lot this morning of basically people saying whenever Sam shows some emotion, that almost like she's hysterical.
Literally. I'm not yelling. Am I yelling?
Which is a very big stereotype of women when they try to shut them down.
I must be on my period.
Number two. You want to know who felt like they were being shot? Those kids at Uvalde.
Thank you.
They felt like they were being shot. So Rudy Giuliani, who can't even walk a straight line half the time because he's wasted, he's a drama queen. He is out there trying to set up a story. So therefore, people will either be able to jump to his side on the right wing without actually seeing the facts. I didn't see it because, honestly, I don't watch any of the right-wing stuff myself.
This is not on right-wing stuff. It's just regular stuff. Let me ask you this, Tom.
I'm on your show.
I know, but Tom, I've got seven issues here that I would love to see you and others put in place of their importance.
Well, Rudy Giuliani's last.
No, okay. So here are the seven. Eight, inflation, the deficit, Ukraine, recession, abortion, gas prices, gun rights, and the election. These eight issues, again, inflation, the deficit, Ukraine, recession, abortion, gas prices, gun rights, and the election. Because all of these things, Tom, are what's on the plate right now. And they are all almost interchangeable with the importance of where we are right now. And if anybody, you who always say we the people out of government, if the people aren't aware of the importance of these eight issues that I just brought to you, the nation heads down an even slipperier slope.
Because and if I could add one more, Earl.
Go ahead.
Money in politics.
Yeah.
That should be the biggest one.
Okay.
It's the thread that actually makes everything else go.
So these are issues that the American people are faced with as we move towards the midterms. And yep. And all of these things, independently themselves, are a serious, serious issue that the American people are going to have to deal with. Each one of them.
Yep.
And I'll tell you something. These issues collectively are about as big a group of issues that I can remember since maybe 1968. And where we were Absolutely. And the things that were going on in 1968. All of these things that if the American people continue to ignore, I don't care who you are, these things are going to impact your life.
That's why I keep saying, wake up, Democrats. Start going back to SDR policies, because those are the policies that work.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Again. Inflation impacts everybody. The deficit, no question, impacts us all. Recession, it's coming. It's global. It's going to be monumental. It's going to impact your day-to-day life. Abortion. We're talking about that right now. It's going to carry through the 2022 elections. Gas prices, they're not going to change. Before November, yeah, it may drop. As I started the show, we said, well, let's listen to the news. Well, the gas prices have dropped to $4.81. Well, that's great. They're down, 20 cents. That's not changing anything for us. Gun rights. We know, let's see, I'm predicting by next week, and I don't do too many predictions, there'll be another gun massacre in this country. It's coming. We're overdue. It's been a couple weeks. So that's not a big prediction, but it's a reality. That's coming. The elections. What happens? What changes? All of us want to see change. On the side of the Republicans, they want to control the House and the Senate. They want to be able to bring pressure, because the midterm is not going to determine who the president is going to be. They'll have to wait to 2024. But in the meantime, if they take control over the Senate, in the House, they now have total control over, for the most part, over the president. Well, not totally. He can still stop some things, but certainly there's no chance on movement. And then, as Tom said, money in politics. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I guess Gary from Sussex has called back. Sam, let's go to Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Earl. Earl, hi, Sam. I hope you're not mad at me.
No, go ahead.
Hey, I pulled over on the side of the road, and I watched the video. Now, what I read earlier today did not sound like what you were talking about, Earl. But when I did sit there and watch the video, I pulled on the side of the road. Yeah, it was a love tap. I think it's going
to.
But if Giuliani goes through with this, I think it's going to make him look really bad. So I think for his best interest and everybody's best interest, I think you ought to just drop it and let it go because that was not an assault.
Gary, you know who it makes look bad? People who just agree with things without even seeing them. You know, that was my whole point with you. I had seen it. I wouldn't have come on the air and started talking about something I hadn't seen. I'm on the public airways, man. When I come on these airways, I say something, it's because I've either read it or I've seen it. I'm not going to come on.
Okay, so I read it and didn't see it.
I know. Well, that's my point. So the question becomes, you didn't see it, but yet you would debate somebody who did see it. That's the issue. And Gary, to me, not just for you personally, but that's at the root of the problem in this country right now. There are people.
I'm apologizing for overreacting.
Gary, you don't have to apologize. The issue is not about you apologizing. The issue is that in this country right now, we have a major problem between people on the left and people on the right. And at the root of it is just what I'm talking about. People who just listen to what somebody says and don't make decisions or don't see things for themselves. They just go by what somebody says and they say ditto. And that's why we've got the problems that we're dealing with today. All I'm asking people to do is find these things out for yourself. Do some research. I would never come on the air and talk about something I know nothing about because somebody said it, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, Earl, if there's an accident and you have 10 people that see the accident, they're all going to come up with different stories. Even their own eyes, they're going to see it differently. So, I apologize. I got to go back to work.
Thank you, man. You don't have to apologize. And guess what? I don't get anything, you know, and I didn't do it. I didn't come back at you because I wanted to say I was right and you were wrong. There's nothing to be gained by that. All I'm saying is, hey, man, look for yourself. So you saw it for yourself, and then you changed your opinion. Initially, you were going to debate me over something you hadn't even seen. Well, you know what, Earl? You call in and, you know, the guy said Giuliani said it's like he got hit by a bullet. Really? Hey, but you chose to go by what Rudy Giuliani said, and you hadn't even seen the picture, the video. These are the things in this society that create what I think is going to be the death knell for our society. I'm serious about that. I don't know how you turn those kinds of things around. And an apology is not what I'm looking for, right? There's nothing to be gained by an apology. I got one up on Gary. No. Just trying to get people to understand how critically important it is for people to do their own thinking.
Mm-hmm. And maybe just watch the video before you call next time. That's literally the only point of it.
You know, Sam, I'm working with all these children, and I've worked with children for the last 20 years or so of my life, and the majority of those children are ages 15 and under. Well, no, I've dealt with some high school students, so 17 and under. And I always talk to them about, and I have so many conversations with them, And my whole focus in my conversations with them is to get them to do their own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Critical thinking is so key, and it's not taught anymore.
You've got your own brain. Don't allow anybody else to put their thoughts in your head. You do your own thinking. You think for yourself. And in the long run, you have a much better life. But if you're a follower and your boy tells you, hey, man, let's go and do this. You know, hey, man, I'm bored. See that car sitting over there? Guy's just like, yeah, I see it. The guy's not even thinking of doing anything mm-hmm. wrong. But he can't resist his partner who tells him, let's go get that car. He's not even got that thought in his head. And because he doesn't utilize his own brain
mm-hmm.
to do his own thinking, he then goes along, gets in the car, and now his life is in jeopardy, or he's going to jail. Same thing with adults who don't do their own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They follow Donald Trump. They follow the conservative movement. Why? Because they're not doing their own thinking. Because if they did their own thinking, you would look at the people who they are following and have to say, they're not in the best interest of my family. Right? These people are talking about the wealthy, in which that's not me. So why would I follow somebody who is detrimental to myself and my family and to me if I really look at it and not allow them to do the thinking for me? And it's so unfortunate that people on the right, again, I hate saying people on the right because they're not on the right. They're not righteous. This is not right in what they're talking about. These people who are conservatives and Republicans that they are being taken advantage of and they don't even know it. And that's the sad part about it. Not saying they're all bad people. I'm not saying, you know, because it's good in everybody.
Mm-hmm, totally.
You know, they just have been taken down a path that they shouldn't have gone down because they've lost the ability to do their own thinking. That's where they are. That's what has happened. My fear is that once you lose that, can you ever get it back? Once you turn over your critical thinking, as you stated, Sam, to somebody else, they're not going to be willing. Look, they've turned it over to Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
You think Fox News is going to give them their thought back? No. There's money in them thar hills, right? So Fox News knows the more people we get to watch us and that we can control their thinking, the more money we're going to make. That's just at the root of all of it. Very simple, but difficult once you get to that point. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Sam, we got through another one. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.